Last week, I was asked to speak at a fundraising benefit on behalf of the Phoenix Employment Ministry. It has been my honor and privilege to raise money for such a worthy mission. This nonprofit organization was started in 2002 by the Reverend Don Skinner. Phoenix is an empowering ministry dedicated to helping the sheltered homeless find and maintain satisfying long-term employment while teaching self-sufficiency and self-worth. Phoenix teaches job hunting skills, interviewing techniques, and provides job coaching, having placed 400 clients so far. Phoenix is a hand up, not a hand out, and Don Skinner is the soul behind Phoenix. Even with my various college degrees, I could have used a little of the Don Skinner job coaching magic in my life. My very first entree into business was a lemonade stand. Wanting to make my lemonade stand extra special, I went to my parents' refrigerator, and I liked the looks of the little green bottles, so I decided to add some Rolling Rock beer to the lemonade stand. I feel certain that Don Skinner would not approve of a 10-year-old selling beer at a lemonade stand, but perhaps he would have appreciated my entrepreneurial spirit. After college, my first big girl job was as a secretary in Boston. I moved in April to enjoy a lovely spring and beautiful summer. Fall came, and in September, there was the first big snow. Being a well-prepared Southern girl, I had adequate bad weather supplies of bread and water and was ready to be hunkered down for the duration. I was flopped out on my roll-away sofa bed, enjoying the snow day, and my boss called, "Annie Gray, where are you?" I told him it was snowing, and didn't he know that nobody goes to work in the snow? Certainly Don Skinner would have provided a little coaching to help me realize the error of my ways. When I was living in Greensboro and my children were young, I worked in a fancy children's clothing shop. I do love an employee discount. My boss, who was also my friend, told me that I was her favorite but worst employee because all I wanted to do was talk. Certainly, Don Skinner would have helped me focus my verbal proclivity to a more suitable job, perhaps in radio. Through my personal trials and tribulations in the working world, I have had to develop humor as my life skill. Don Skinner, likewise, helps his clients find their particular skill set to open doors of opportunity.